Have you got a hero this morning?
It's been a while, hasn't it?
I can be your hero, baby.
Oh, about time, because it's just been bleak out there. It's been really bleak. The hero a few months ago, of course, was your hairdresser who redirected your life. And now that you're in Sydney, you're probably not going to come back.
Yeah.
Because you've finally found your place where absolutely you're accepted, you're embraced, and there's so many bleached-haired little bandits everywhere. Binium Gourmet captured an historic victory at the Giro d'Italia as the first black African rider to win a stage at a Grand Tour on Tuesday. It was outstanding, a huge moment in world sport, particularly in Africa. However, the celebrations abruptly ended after he injured his eye on the podium. Ooh, how do you injure your eye on the podium?
Don't know.
Tough gig. So it's been reported that a cork from the post-race celebratory podium champagne bottle hit him and injured his left eye. The race organisers, the RCS Sport, confirmed that Gourmet was assessed by both team and race doctors about 15 minutes after the incident. It was decided to bring him to the hospital for additional medical checks. To paint a picture, it's a young man who clearly hasn't spent much time on the podium, first time spent on the podium, and hasn't popped too much champagne. And I've often wondered, look, if you really got popped in the face when it came to a champagne bottle, could it do some damage? Yes, it can. And when you're popping a champagne bottle, which you and Lucy do every single Friday night, as you would know, you pop it away from anything that it could get in front of and hurt.
He's popped it into your eye.
He's basically, it's almost like a gag. He's looking at the bottle and it just goes pop in his face and it looks painful straight away.
So the aftermath is he went to the hospital. Part of this?
Well, it's a combined situation because, I mean, he broke ground as the first black African to win on a world stage in this event. So there's the hero part. Yep. Also, though, just extra recognition because, I mean, it's taken a bit of gloss off the fact of this unbelievable sporting achievement that he's put through. Instead, we're talking about how he popped himself in the face, which is fine. So, look, there's two areas we can go down there. It's a great sporting feat. He's a hero. Also, it's a nice little life lesson for the rest of us, him just ticking off all the boxes of what not to do with a champagne bottle.
Yeah, and he was ruled out. So today I didn't start the race because of my eye. I need some rest to give more power to the eye. Yesterday when I arrived at the hospital at a bad moment, I enjoyed a bit with my teammates and staff and everyone. I'm happy now, but I was a bit sad about what happened with the champagne. But when I came back in the hotel, they were super happy. They were a bit afraid, but it looked okay. I really enjoyed it. I'm happy. So, weird injuries.
Tough.
Weird injuries, that is right up there. And it's a welcome addition back to Hazy's hero.